The Biden administration last Thursday announcing a new requirement that it would be bringing forth shortly to mandate companies, private companies with 100 employees or more, to require vaccinations or at least get weekly testing for those employees who had not been vaccinated. And this would seem to be one step beyond his statement last month urging companies to have stronger rules in place. Carol Goodman is partner at Herrick Feinstein in New Jersey and chair of the firm's employment practice division, and she joins us to take a look at this move. Carol, thanks very much for a few moments today.
Thank you. Good morning, Dan.
Thank you. So what's been the reaction that you have heard from companies and through the legal community to this move announced last week?
Well, it is big news, and it is really the first effort by the Biden administration to focus on COVID-19 in the workplace. And while most companies, or many companies, are already doing some form of this, companies that may have been hesitant to implement a mandatory vaccine policy or mandatory weekly testing for a variety of reasons will now essentially have cover to implement a plan that will keep their workers safe. So I think it will be met with a positive reaction for many businesses.
Well, and when you think about the wide scope of companies that could be in this mix, you would think that this is really focused at the ones that have employees in the office pretty much full time now, thinking about like manufacturing or a warehouse, et cetera, correct?
I agree. There are still many large companies that are allowing employees to work remotely, and this wouldn't apply. I mean, the rules are going to be geared to entering the workplace. Entering the workplace is a broad term. It can mean where you are going to work, whether it's a warehouse or an office. But even if you're a remote worker and you are going on site for a meeting, you would be subject to this requirement. So anytime you're entering a workplace site, you would need to be either vaccinated or submit to a weekly test, which would have to be negative before you set foot.
From a legal perspective, it sounds like we should be ready for challenges to this. Republican governors, the GOP itself, there's already a lot of rumor swirling about legal challenges to this.
There will likely be challenges. Not every state, but many states have either implemented very similar rules, or a lot of businesses are implementing the mandatory vaccine coupled with the weekly testing, as are states and cities. The challenge here might be that the way this is, the mechanics of this, is that OSHA is going through an emergency standard in order to avoid the normal review and comment process. And they have authority to do this if there's grave danger. Part of the plan, it seems, will also include companies to pay for vaccines and paid time off for the time you're getting the vaccine, or if you need a recovery period. That could go beyond OSHA's authority, but many companies are paying for that anyway. And many companies are paying for the testing aspect, even though that's not doesn't appear to be in the new plan, in Biden's plan, as far as testing.
And the president is obviously looking at this from the perspective of the fact that he wants to get as many people vaccinated as possible. He says he wants to protect as many Americans as possible. But the issue around dealing with contagious diseases and the workplace, from a historical perspective, is there a path that we could see one or the other side have an advantage if, in fact, we do end up in the courts over this?
It seems that most of the challenges so far have been really struck down in favor of safety. So this is a pretty a good example of grave danger and covering the workplace.
Right.
Many states already have this in effect. Certainly in New York, we have the New York Heroes Act and many other initiatives. Practically, there is a practical component to this. it means that companies with large companies, this is 100 or more, are going to be faced with implementing this in 75 plus days. So if they don't already have this in place, they have to very quickly implement policies to ensure that all these workers, while keeping their businesses going, are either vaccinated already or are going to be able to get weekly tests to the company. And what if the test is not negative? Then what happens? You know, what does the company do with all of this confidential information, and how do they maneuver all of that? If somebody weren't able to have a negative test, do you then have to notify employees and go back to all of the contact tracing? Right. Probably yes. And that's the practical difficulty once this is implemented.
Right.
And we'll see, you know, what happens. But if a large company is, if this is passed without challenge and implemented in the proper way, the workplace is going to be much safer. Because you'll either have people who are vaccinated or every single week aren't setting foot on property unless they have that negative test. That's really important. We'll see how this is implemented.
Sure. We're talking with Carol Goodman, partner at the firm of Herrick Feinstein. The other interesting element, I guess, of this could be the impact at larger venues, concert halls, thinking now that the NFL is back playing, NFL stadiums, of the potential of those locations requiring vaccinations for people going into an event or, again, showing a negative COVID test probably within the prior day or so, correct?
Yeah, it does have an element for large indoor entertainment and specifically sports venues as well. And as you noted, that's a vaccine or to produce a negative COVID test. Some aspects of the path, they call this the path out, healthcare workers, federal employees will only have a vaccine option, but right. You're correct in the venues, it will have either the negative COVID test or the vaccine. Part of this path, this plan, is also to outline and increase initiatives and spending to make sure that there is COVID testing that's available, accessible, affordable. And even at home, COVID tests at a lower cost were mentioned in the Path Out plan. So if tests become readily available, affordable, it's a real option when you're going into a large space.
So what does this also mean for the side to the vaccination story we've also heard about the religious and medical exemptions? How does that factor in to this mandate?
It will have to have a medical and a religious exemption. And the component for the mandatory vaccine will be tied to an exemption. The testing will likely not. There are very few. I have not had any situations where somebody has said, I can't take a rapid COVID test or a regular COVID test due to a disability or a religious belief, but it will definitely have a connection to the mandatory vaccine. And in certain industries like healthcare, there is not a testing option. So if there is an exemption that applies, that's going to be, employers are really going to have to work through that carefully.
Okay. Carol, great to have you with us for a few moments. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Carol Goodman, partner at the law firm of Herrick Feinstein and also chair of their employment practice. We will take a break. When we come back, our conversation from late last week with Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin, lots of topics that we discussed, small business, the Fed's path around tapering and more. We'll dig into that coming up in just a little bit. Wharton Business Daily coming back in just a second. And we remind you that Wharton Business Daily is brought to you in part by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Michigan businesses continue to build the future. For more information, call pound 250 and say Michigan Business. Back with more in a moment. A great customer experience is critical to the success of your business, and we know that finding the right entertainment for your unique customers can be a headache. That's why Dish Business offers flexible solutions for companies of all sizes, with unmatched value, technology, and nationwide support that you can count on. From large to small businesses, Dish Business has a solution for your unique needs. Our industry-leading future-forward technology is designed to evolve with the customer needs in hotels, senior living communities, multifamily properties, bars, restaurants, offices, and more. If you're a small business owner, Dish Business will work with you to find the perfect entertainment solution, including affordable TV packages like our Flex Pack, which offers 50 popular channels with the ability to add on tailored channel packs that appeal to your customers. Plus, when you sign up with Dish Business, we'll give you our 2-year TV price guarantee so you won't get any surprise price hikes. Drive repeat business with your premium customized entertainment from Dish Business. Learn more about Dish Business at dishbusiness.com. Public-private offers require a 2-year commitment. Other restrictions apply.